I mean, we are in the bullseye. So things are going to grow, or things are going to get wet. Let's just say that for sure. And then let's see what else I got. Oh, well, if I hope there's no members of the group PETA listening, but I got a gopher today, and I am just so proud of that. That dadgum gopher has been haunting me for the last all 3 weeks, just trying to ruin my lawn. And the day I got him, so I'm real proud of that. Sorry, PETA. But that gopher bit the dust, so I'm quite happy. Other than that, let's see. Diddy, that's about all I got. Good to hear everyone, and 73 to all out there, K5BL.
Okey-doke, Victor. Well, congratulations on getting that gopher. If you want to keep your practice up, come over here. I got a bunch of them all over the place. And it would be a nice deal. And Miss Lucky, what has been going on in your neck of the woods? You must be getting ready to do some canning or some veggie picking by now. K5MXA, Miss Lucky.
Well, Diddy, I tell you what, if I had anything out there to can, I would. But we hadn't got that much out of the yard this year. Something made all our apples drop, and we didn't even get enough for a pie. We just got one or two that we could take a bite out of, and that was it. And, the aforementioned gophers, they've been over here, too. So, yeah, after Victor gets his and gets yours, he can come over and get mine the moles, too. We got plenty to go around. No, not a whole lot going on over here. Me and hubby are going to go down to Dallas for the weekend, go see friends, kind of kick back a little bit. Much needed break. So, been getting to work on my sewing some. I'm working on a little bag I'm making for a present for the daughter of a friend of mine. It's turning out pretty good. Other than that, that's really about it over here. Looking forward to getting some rain. So that'll send it back to you. Thanks for doing the net. KG5MXA, 73 to everybody.
Okey-doke, Miss Lucky. Very good. Well, you're welcome to my share of the rain. I do not need it. My word. Anyhow, I'm glad you sound like you got a good weekend planned for the weekend. So that'll be good. All righty, let's go way up the north end of the country here. KC5PIQ, what's going on in your world there, Mr. Chris?
What's going on, Mr. Denny in the net? KC5PIQ. Real quick question, how is my signal and audio? Is it readable or is it really staticky?
Sounds fine and dandy and clear.
Okie dokie, I didn't want to give everybody an aching earful of it if it wasn't coming in good. Anyhow, I'm not doing a whole lot here, just been relaxing, working on cleaning the bike and trying to clean up the shop. Never ending feat there. And lots of HF here lately due to a 7300 that somehow got me hooked right back into it. So. Amazing radio, by the way. It seems like every time I have keyed up, I've made a QSO. So it's either really darn good luck or a really darn good radio. So I'm going to go with the radio. Anyhow, and thank you, Mr. Denny, for that. That's an amazing little rig there. Let's see, what else? Got all the mowing done. Decided I was going to go yesterday and run the detaching rake over it, and then mow it again. And made a big old mess, and hopefully all the mushrooms will stop growing. Could have went into business with mushrooms the other day. Other than that, not much, just working, and trying to enjoy my days off. So that's about it. So we'll turn it back over to Net Control, and WA60DKDKC5PIQ will be clear. Back to Net Control.
Okay, no, Chris, very good. Sound like you've been having a wonderful time watching that fish finder and playing with the world of radio out there. So, very good. Glad you're having fun. All righty, now down to our movie aficionado, and he might know the answer to Hal's question. Mr. Y, W-A-6-D-K-D.
N-E-5-Y, well, I probably saw that movie a dozen or two times, and I was trying to think of the character that had been in most of the scenes, and I don't know, it'd either be the one of the little guys or the guy behind the curtain or the Wicked Witch. One of the three there is, and anyway, that's about the closest I can come is one of those three. And looks like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are, Friday a thunderstorm, Sunday 100% rain, and Saturday rather, and Sunday 90%, so I need to get a hold of the guy that takes care of my yard over here, and because I don't want to wait another week. I got the nut grass or whatever you call it coming up over the yard there, and it grows about an inch a day there, and so if I wait too long, it's really going to try to go to seed. If I catch them seeding, I'll pull them up. But anyway, I'll turn it back to you, and say $73. Everybody have a good evening. Any five
bucks? Okie doke, Bobby. Very good. Yeah, if you go out on the front porch about now when it's nice and quiet out there, you can hear the grass growing here. Like I say, it's good for about a week, actually 4 or 5 days at tops. If you wait 8 days, it's 2 feet tall out front. 2 feet. So that's no fun to miss it by 3 or 4 days. It doubles in size real quick. Anyhow, let's go down to the radio ranch and find out who this Mr. Terry is. I can't put a finger on it at the moment. AE5L, Al.
Okay, Denny. Bobby, those were some good guesses. But, Denny, before I reveal the answer, would you share with us your connection to the movie?
Glinda, the Good Witch, was babysitting yours truly from time to time when I was a young feller. After the movie was made, of course.
Break.
Yeah, go ahead, break.
WA6DKD, N2MOT, before Al reveals the answer, I just wanted to throw my guess out there. I'm going to say that's probably Toto's real name if I was going to make a good guess for almost every scene in the movie.
Okay, well, very good. Well, we'll find out shortly. Go ahead, Mr. Al.
Ding, 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 ding. John wins the prize. Sorry there's no prize, but he's exactly right. And I didn't learn that from Dr. Google. I had a crossword puzzle. We ran across that the other day, and my wife was on that together across the table at a cafe, and we were just both racking our brains, you know. We kept thinking about Ray Bolger, Bert Lahr, and Jack Haley, the three farmhands who also played the Scarecrow, Cowardly Lion, and Tin Man, and we're thinking, what was Glinda's real name? Remembered that was Billy Burke, and we knew Margaret Hamilton, and we were having trouble remembering Uncle Henry and Auntie M, but we were just pretty sure neither of them was named Terry. So that's what it turned out to be. Terry was the little dog that played Toto. That's a wonderful movie, and I think I recall that it was up against Gone with the Wind that year. It didn't win Best Picture, I don't believe, but it is a Best Picture in our book, and we love to watch it on TV, especially when they show it around Easter. I don't know what the connection between Shabbat and Easter is, but they always show it around that time. So, anyway, thanks for playing. That's all I know. Back to you, Denny. AE5L.
Ah, well, very good. I had no clue as to what Toto's real name might have been, and I'm thinking of Bert Lehr and the Lion and Ray Bolger and, of course, Annie M. and Billy Burke. Man, you can dazzle me, but okay on Toto. Good old Toto. Alrighty, well, let's go down and see what Mr. Chad has been up to all week. KD5ZYD, Chad.
Good evening, Denny and the net. KD5ZYD, Chad. Just been busy. Just cleaning up shop. Went along really good. No real issues at all, to speak of. Just, you know, normal aches and pains and whatnots of pregnancy for on, but I'm doing great in the whole thing. And sorry about that. Charlie wanted to say hi real quick. But anyway, everything is going really good. We have our next ultrasound and follow-up appointment on Thursday, where hopefully we will find out what we are dealing with as far as boy or girl. So keep y'all posted on that. And other than that, just hanging out. Going to be gone next week, so I'll be on the nets. And anyway, hopefully I will be back on the week after. So anyway, you guys have a good one. 73's up. So, got a couple in my area that need to get got, so head on over. But anyway, 73's everyone. Have a good evening. KD5ZYD.
Hi, Mr. Chad. Very good. Well, good luck with the boy or girl situation. Maybe you'll have one of each. Oh, back up to Mr. TJ. KG5QEZ. DJ?
Thank you, Mr. Denny. KG5QEZ. And, yeah, that's pretty fun about Glenda and all that. And good question on that, because I would have guessed Dorothy, but that obviously would have been the incorrect answer. And anyway, yeah, just go to Mother Grass tonight. I put it off till tomorrow. I will bring that out as soon as I get home and for the 10-meter net and all of that. Missed Sunday. I was going to cook some brontosaurus ribs, big giant beef ribs. And if anybody's ever had them, I'd love to hear how you done them. It'd be my first attempt, but unfortunately Saturday I forgot to put them from the freezer to the refrigerator. So anyway, it didn't happen. The in-laws left today, and they'll be back come Friday. So moved here from California, and I'm trying to work around cooking for everybody and making do with all of that. So it is what it is, but I also like to have a nice Sunday dinner. But anyway, we had a good one either way. Anyway, we'll turn back to the net. KG5QED.
Alrighty, brontosaurus ribs, huh? Oh, that do sound pretty nifty. I've eaten a few, but I never prepared them on myself. Well, let's go see what Mr. Al's been up to. KJ4FUH, Al.
This is KJ4FUH. Speaking of mowing the lawn, last time it rained, I went out with my lawnmower and one circle of the lawn, and I had to clean out the lawnmower and make another circle and the lawnmower. So with all the rain coming, I mowed the lawn again today. So anyway, I'm ready for the rain. KJ4FUH.
Well, I'm never ready for it. We have got way too much wetness in it. Grass has been going nuts. All righty. Well, Mr. Elliott, KF5VMJ.
Good evening, everyone. KF5VMJ Elliott. Not much happening around here. We had a rather interesting weekend. On Saturday, we did my little one's third birthday. He was super excited. He's got more toys than he can play with. And I think we've got more toys than we have shelf space for now. So, the living room's like a minefield at the moment, so I have to be really careful in there. Unfortunately, I think I got food poisoning from something from that, so that kind of shot the rest of the weekend in the foot, and I laid around all day Sunday. I was finally feeling better late last night, so yeah, that was not the most fun part of the weekend, but my little one was happy for all of his stuff, so that's good. Not much else. I am looking forward to the rain. I had not looked at the forecast recently, so I thought it was just going to be a couple showers later this week, but this should be a little bit better. Hope everybody has a good week. 7-3, this is Elliot, KF5VMJ.
Okie doke, Mr. Elliot, and okay on the minefield. Yeah, I know of what you speak. Yeah, I've raised a few of them and tried twins. Anyhow, thank you very much for being with us, and hope you get. Glad you survived the not so good feeling there over the weekend, but looks like you have survived, so very good. K8WGE Ken.
This is K8WGE Ken. Talking about not feeling good. My wife's been sick for the last few days. I think she's got the flu. At least we think it is, and I hope I don't get it. But we were to go to the state fair today, so that took a back. What you gonna do? A while back, people were talking about gophers. We have rabbits, but we like the little critters. In fact, we feed them. Our neighbors probably hate us. Anyway, and I'm looking forward to the Elmer night next Tuesday, so I might not be on the net. Okay, KWGE, Ken.
All right, Ken. Well, very good. And okay on the Elmers. Deal, that'll be an interesting deal, and it'll probably be a lot of fun there. So, Mr. Justin, KB5LHM, what is going on over in your neck of the woods?
Good evening, Denny and the Net. I am currently in the parking lot known as I-40. Between Anderson and Choctaw Road, I'm coming up on Choctaw Road, and it's been about 45 minutes since I slowed down at Anderson Road. There's nowhere to get off between those two, so... Anyway, not much has been going on, just work today, and I get off at 8, that's why I'm usually late for the Aries net, because I got to get out of Midtown to be able to hit the repeater. And speaking of radios, worked a few of the Route 66 stations. Other than that, not a lot going on. Back to net control, KB5, LHM.
Well, alrighty, so you've got the parking lot, I believe our... John may be stuck in the same deal there. Anyhow, Mr. Jorge, doing his homework, and I'll bet you that is such a thrilling time there. Jorge, KI5ANA. Guess the homework got him. Alrighty, I'll up to the parking lot again, perhaps. John, N2MOT. John, you still with us?
Yes, sir, as expected, and I actually just cleared the parking lot at Choctaw Road. They are in the process of setting some new bridge beams there as they're widening, so they have it narrowed down to one lane, and it is, I've been at least 45 minutes or an hour getting through there, so unfortunately the wife's dinner is now cold sitting in the seat next to me, but hopefully those baby back ribs will at least buy me a couple of brownie points.
Well, they would in my department. All righty, well, we'll take it down to our new neighbor has moved in here, fresh out of Ohio, transplanted from Colorado. Keith, KZ8H.
Interesting listening to everybody. Good evening, Denny. WA6DKD, Kilo Zulu 8 Hotel, or in the gossip net, you can call me Crazy 8 Harden. That's what they came up with phonetics for my call when I first dreamed up this call about 4 or 5 years ago. Anyway, the only thing, besides enjoying the rain, and I wondered, does the rain ever stops in this place? I mean, by this time, at least in Dove Creek, where we came from, you can count on your hand how many rains you have there during the summertime. In Dayton, at least by this time, the grass is dry and nobody's worrying about mowing the grass. I mean, this stuff is still growing, even though we haven't had another rain yet. We had our grass cut a couple of days ago. I can already tell the difference in it. Like, good Lord, does it ever stop here? Or is there a perpetual grass growth around here? Anyway, this past Saturday, my wife, Jerry, and I celebrated our 51st wedding anniversary and had a real nice time. We went to the Red Lobster and had a real nice meal. So that's about it for this end, Denny. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. WA6DKD, Kilo Zulu 8 Hotel, Moore, Colorado. Excuse me. Had a brain, well, I won't say that. Moore, Oklahoma. Good evening, Denny.
Very good. And congratulations on 51. Yeah, that's a bit of all right. Not very many of them get to score that many at all. It's almost a rarity deal. Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. And that's the end of the list as I have it, but let's check and see if we have any new or late or visitor check-ins that'd like to check into the net this evening. If so, give us a call. WA6DKD.
AG5DB PETA.
Well, hello, Mr. Peter. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Dad. Denny in the net. Well, make it short. Busy day. Thought this evening I'll work on the steering pump on the vehicle. And looks like I sprung another leak somewhere else. So that's about the day for me. Hand it back to you. Appreciate you doing the net. This is AG5DB.
Well, okay. You don't need to be springing any leaks. And, send the water out to the grass. It'll probably need it. Oh, boy. Anyhow, thank you very much. Do we have any other late, new, or missed check-ins this evening? If so, give us a call. Well, apparently not. Nice and quiet out there. All righty, Will. Where are we at here? Thanks again for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we wish to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. A good night in 7-3s. This is your alternate Gossip Net host, Denny, WA6DKD. And I now return the frequency to normal amateur use, whatever that is. Good night, 73 WA6DKD. Yep, just checked. You go out on the front porch, you can hear the grass grow. WA6DKD.
And I got bad news for you. Over this weekend, we're going to get anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain.
Yeah, wonderful. I could always use a few more feet of rain, I guess. Yep. So you and Victor are going to come over and mow it, right?
I don't know what's in it for me.
Oh, I could offer a cool drink, I guess.
Roger, roger.